Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The great sportsman like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball is really not a hard sport.
Tom Ackerman, thank you for that insight.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bomarito Automotive Group.
Tom Ackerman in studio with us. And Tom, I have to tell you, man, the Missouri basketball team, the men's basketball team, has surprised me this year. They've really pulled off some big wins.
And they've had some bad losses, too.
Well, true.
Really bad. The loss to Texas A&M last Saturday was bad, bad, bad. They were leading most of the game and then lost it. However, as you just said, that's a great win for them at Ole Miss. Ole Miss is not a great team, but they went on the road in the SEC and won by 25 points. Great win for Missouri, 78-53. The other day, and we'll see. I mean, they're kind of an up and down team, but they've got a lot of games still ahead of them, and so you just hope that they can put it together. But they've had a difficult year. There's been a lot of pressure on Konzo Martin, et cetera. On the other side, SLU has had starts and stops with COVID, and they're starting to get themselves going a little bit. And I'd like to see what they can do. Last night, I did the SLU women's game. They went into the game 4-9. On the season, and won in overtime on two last-second shots. They had one that forced overtime by their guard, Kaijah Harbison, and then they won it in overtime on a layup by Kaijah Harbison with 0.9 seconds left, and they were thrilled. And it was just fun, to see a basketball game. It just shows you in college basketball, men's or women's, that anything can happen. They're shorthanded. They have injuries. They've dealt with COVID protocol, yet they found a way to put it together and win a conference game. So, basketball is crazy. Tonight, I'm going to go to the Indiana-Purdue game in Bloomington. I've been to a lot of basketball games in Assembly Hall. This will probably be the loudest one I ever attend. And I'm anticipating a win, and it's an unranked team against the fourth-ranked team in the country. But, this is college basketball, and that game will be so tight and so crazy that actually I think I'd be disappointed, and I think IU fans would be disappointed if they lost it. That's how close college basketball teams are. Rankings don't mean everything. It's the fourth-ranked team in the country, but anybody who knows a rivalry like that knows that IU's probably going to snap it. They've lost 9 in a row to Purdue. That's not sitting well with IU fans. And you
have that home court advantage.
It's so fun. Now,
right?
Purdue's an awesome team. They went in. That's the other team that I've left out talking about is Illinois. Illinois moved up to 17th in the country, lost to Purdue in double overtime at home, 96-88. But Illinois looks great. I mean, I know they lost the game, but they look like one of the Big Ten powers and a team that's going to be tough to knock out this year. I think they've got a chance to go really, really deep. So all I'm telling you is buckle up for March. We're going to have some fun in college basketball.
Yeah, it ought to be. I'm looking forward to it. Coach Ford has once again endeared himself to me by beating Iona and Coach Pitino the other day. That made me very happy. I'll just have to tell you that.
So why do you hate Pitino so much?
Well, there's a thin line between love and hate. And when he was at Kentucky, I loved him. And then he left for the NBA. And when he came back, he could have gone to any college in America. And he chose to go to our arch rival 70 miles from the Kentucky campus.
He did.
And that, in the heart of most Kentucky fans, that was a dagger
that
we haven't been able to overcome.
Then interesting, though, is when I see him post on Twitter, and he posted about going to SLU and playing Travis Ford, I saw a lot of UK fans were like, hey, coach, you know, we always will love you in Big Blue Nation.
Yeah, that's good. Not this one. That's all right. I can't get over that.
The SLU men play at UMass tonight, by the way, and a rare, because of the COVID reshuffling, they play UMass twice. They're going to play them tonight, and then they're going to play them at home on Sunday.
All right.
Some of those
that's
funny
good.
Things.
Yeah, so baseball, any updates? Are they back at the table?
They did talk
big
once.
Progress?
Yeah, they talked once, so that's good, and we'll hope that they talk again, and I would anticipate that, you know, they finally figured out by sometime during spring training and maybe start spring training delayed, but until we hear a little bit more, we won't know a lot more about baseball. My focus is hockey, college hoops, and the NFL playoffs, which actually are entertaining. I don't have I don't have a horse in this race, but I have fun watching it,
hey,
and that's great for me.
The former St. Louis team won last weekend.
One of two, yeah. That's actually, you know what, that is true. I do have an interest. I root against the Rams. That's true.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's a good point. So yeah. Though I am actually a Tampa Bay fan. I'm a Tom Brady fan this weekend. I'll always love Tom Brady for beating the Rams in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Oh, absolutely kidding
me.
A couple of years ago.
When was that, 2000?
When the Patriots beat the Rams?
Yeah.
In the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
No, just a couple of years ago. The Los Angeles Rams
went
to the Super
Bowl. Oh, you're talking about more recently. I'm thinking about when Brady and the Patriots beat them.
Yeah, just about 3 years ago. I'll always love the Patriots for that. I think I'd rather see almost anything in sports than the Rams win the Super Bowl this year. In their own stadium.
I disagree with that. Yeah.
In their own stadium. Yeah, let's not let that happen. So I take that back. I root for any team that takes on the LA Rams.
Good. That's a perfect strategy for me. I've paid very little attention to the NFL this year. I'll probably watch a Super Bowl if I get invited to a Super Bowl party. Hint, hint. So.
This is actually the best weekend of them all. This is better than the Super Bowl, I think. The divisional round of the playoffs is great. The NFC-AFC championships are great. The Super Bowl is always, you know, I know it gets a lot of hype, but if you go to a Super Bowl party, look, I'm not want to be like a downer here, but you go to a Super Bowl party, it's all about like the food and people running around and nobody pays attention to the game. They want to watch the commercials. If I had my choice, I would watch the Super Bowl with my wife and kids and actually be able to hear and pay attention to the game. I love Super Bowl parties. But I'm willing to set them aside and just actually watch the game.
Gotcha. Okay. A couple words going to come out of my mouth. Yep. You're not going to hear very often.
Okay.
Go Hoosiers. Good luck tonight.
I love you, man.
All right.
Let's go Hoosiers.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.